So that's three of our panelists. And last, but definitely not least, is Dave Thomas from Christian Aid. And Dave is the Education and Campaigns Officer for them. And Christian Aid have really, I think in terms of international development, put tax justice on the agenda in the last, say, 10 years or so. And I, who used to work for them, it's where I came across the issue and quickly realized what a strategic, crucial, even joyful issue it can be, because it is one of the ways that we build a better world, one of the most important ways in which we do so. And when I used to work for Christian Aid, I used to sit at the same desk as Dave, and there were a few others in our part of the office. And every day, I think it was either 10 or 11, I used to make a cup of tea for everyone who was in that part of the office. Now, what Dave didn't realize is that I was keeping tabs on the number of cups of tea that I had made him. And given the terrible exchange rate between cups of tea and panel appearances, he's going to be sitting on an awful lot more of my panels in the future. So, folks, please join me in welcoming Dave Thomas from Christian Aid.
Thanks very much, Johnny. Johnny was always very, very generous with his cups of tea and coffee, so thank you for that. Christian Aid, as Johnny mentioned, has been working on tax and campaigning on the issue of greater transparency on tax and for stronger rules to prevent tax dodging for a number of years now. And particularly, Christian Aid is an organization that has always been concerned with tackling root causes of poverty rather than just looking at the symptoms of poverty. And so that's why tax is an interest for us, because we see tax dodging as one of the root causes of poverty. We've actually estimated that developing countries lose about $160 billion as a result of tax dodging each year. And that is a very conservative estimate. There's lots of other estimates out there which are much higher, but people will mainly agree that developing countries lose more as a result of tax dodging than they do receive in aid. This is money that actually should be used by governments to ensure people's basic human rights are met. It's money that should be paying for education. It's money that should be paying for healthcare. And we actually need to stop seeing tax policy as something that's technical or inaccessible, but actually it's the basis on which people's rights are protected and ensured. It enables rights that we should all be able to enjoy. Our experience and our focus is mainly on the impact of tax policy overseas in the countries where we work, and so I'm actually going to talk about one of the countries where we work, and particularly a report that Christian Aid published, which is called Losing Out. It's available on our website. It's focused on tax incentives in Sierra Leone, but I think it brings really important lessons that actually can be applied to the situation in Northern Ireland with tax incentives. Effectively, tax exemptions or a lower corporation tax rate is a tax incentive aimed at attracting foreign direct investment. So the first point that I want to make is that tax incentives should be seen as a government expenditure. They're not a free way of attracting investment. They cost money. In Sierra Leone, companies receive exemptions from goods and services tax. They receive a lower rate of corporation tax rate, something that's been directed to particular sectors, particularly mining in the case of Sierra Leone, and that's money that the government is foregoing that otherwise they would be earning. If I was running a hotel and I started letting friends come and stay in the rooms at discounted rates, I would be losing money. And it's exactly the same when a government offers tax incentives. There's money that they ought to be earning, but they're not earning. But often that loss to the government budget is not calculated. And so in the case of Sierra Leone, we did calculate the cost of those tax incentives, and we found that actually they were giving away effectively 8 times the health budget in tax incentives, or 7 times the education budget. Second point that I want to make is that tax incentives such as exemptions or lower corporation tax rates are often justified as measures to bring in foreign direct investment. But the evidence from our research in Africa is that tax incentives are not an important factor in attracting foreign direct investment. In fact, it was the Africa Department of the International Monetary Fund that said, providing such incentives was not sufficient to attract large foreign investment if other conditions were not in place. And they go on to say what those other conditions are. And actually, they found that far more important factors are things like good quality infrastructure, lower administrative costs of setting up and running businesses, an educated workforce, political stability, maybe very relevant in Northern Ireland at the moment, predictable macroeconomic policy. These are factors that are more important pull factors for businesses where they locate. Government officials that we interviewed in Sierra Leone actually said that tax incentives can be counterproductive because what's happening is that they are offering incentives, losing revenue as a result of doing that, and that is exactly the revenue that could be providing an enabling environment for business, such as improving infrastructure. So these incentives might actually be counterproductive to attracting businesses. Third point is that the use of tax incentives, and this has already been mentioned, but the use of tax incentives such as the reduced rate of corporation tax rate can actually lead to a race to the bottom. And there is a global problem at the moment of a general trend of lowering corporation tax rates as a way of attracting business. And Northern Ireland doing the same just feeds into that problem. There is a pressure from some of the multilateral agencies like the World Bank, which publishes an annual report called Doing Business, and that ranks countries in terms of the ease of doing business there. And one of the factors that they use to rank the countries is the tax incentives, corporation tax rate. And so it actually creates an incentive on countries or pressure on countries to lower their rates. The only winners in this race to the bottom are the multinational companies and the firms that advise them. In Sierra Leone, one of the things we've been doing to combat that is encouraging Sierra Leone to link up with surrounding countries and form a regional alliance, for example, through a group called the Economic Community of West African States. And what we want them to do is actually to stand firm and to insist on a higher rate of corporation tax rate, rather than participating in this harmful tax competition, to actually support one another to keep a higher rate of corporation tax. And the last thing I want to say is that it's worth considering what type of foreign direct investment is being attracted by these tax incentives. The Sierra Leonean experience has not been one of increased jobs. The sector that's been the recipient of most of these tax incentives has been the mining sector, and it doesn't create many local jobs. Much of the foreign direct investment that has come into Sierra Leone has been ploughed back into the companies themselves rather than benefiting local communities. In fact, local communities have been negatively affected by the pollution from the mines. So the main way that the average person in Sierra Leone stood to benefit from these companies was actually through the tax revenue, and that is exactly what's been cut by the government. So I think it's important, as Northern Ireland looks at corporation tax rate as a tax incentive, that policymakers consider, firstly, that offering tax incentives such as lower corporation tax rate is a government expenditure. It costs money. And so there ought to be a cost-benefit analysis done to see, is this actually bringing the desired effect? Is it worth the investment that government is making? There is also a case for a human rights impact assessment to be conducted, because the starting point for tax policy should be actually looking at, is this policy going to promote equitable growth, or is it going to exacerbate inequality? By favouring the rich and multinational corporations over other groups in society, it risks further marginalising certain groups. And lastly, the impact globally of participating in this race to the bottom of lowering corporation tax rates is damaging. And Northern Ireland has an opportunity to actually speak out against that race to the bottom rather than just becoming a part of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave, for that crucial perspective, reminding us that just as no man is an island, to quote the famous phrase, despite living on an island, it's not really an island. We're interconnected with other countries in Europe and right around the world, and we need to have a particular concern for the poorest communities amongst us, the poorest countries around the world.